To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who mistreat you. I was inspired to hear at the beginning of this calendar year, a 73-year-old mother and grandmother picked this gospel passage to be read at her funeral mass. She wanted her children and grandchildren to hear these powerful words from Luke chapter 6, verses 27 to 38. I think, in my opinion, that this gospel passage is so important that it should be memorized. At least the first two verses, verses 27 and 28. It should be placed in our screensavers, refrigerator magnets, and bumper stickers. We should drill these words into our children. Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who mistreat you. Today's gospel is absolutely the unique characteristic of being a Christian. What makes Christians different and distinct from any other religion? It's this gospel. No other religious leader has a teaching like this one. The world says an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. If you hurt me, I'll hurt you. If you pull my hair, I'll pull your hair. If you punch me in the mouth, I'll punch you in the mouth. If you steal from me, I'll take something from you. And if you hurt my daughter, God help you. I hope that you burn and get run over by a Mack truck. Or at least you slip on the ice and break your leg. How often do we hear things like this? Or think things like this? In contrast, Jesus says, offer no resistance to one who is evil. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. For the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. The world says, only pray for those who do good to you. Only bless those who bless you. Only love those who love you. But in contrast, Jesus says, if you do good to those who do good to you, well, what's so special about that? Even sinners love those who love them. It's easy to love people we like. It's very difficult to love people we don't like. This gospel passage is indeed the distinctive mark of being a Christian. The world should be able to spot a Christian from miles away because of how we're acting in this fourfold regard. Loving our enemies, doing good to those who hate us, blessing those who curse us, and praying for those who mistreat us. I challenge you to find another more demanding passage in any of the four Gospels. I mean, how many times have people said to me, well, Father, I don't wish Penelope any harm, but I don't want to have anything to do with that. Or, Father, I don't wish Skip any harm, but I hope they don't have anything good happen to them either. This is not the attitude of a Christian. Isn't it interesting that Jesus does not say, avoid your enemies? We actually have to go out of our way to do good for them. Isn't it interesting? Jesus does not say, don't curse your enemies. He says we actually have to bless them. See, this is a challenging gospel. Someone just cut you off in traffic, is going 30 miles an hour in a 55 zone, and you say, God bless you. Right? Someone calls me a big fat slob, and I have to go out of my way to say, good morning. I hope you have a great day. Someone steals something from you, and your response is to say, I bought you a cup of coffee. Someone lies to you and you put them at the top of your prayer list. Someone betrays you and you say, may you receive abundant blessings from the Lord. We can't just avoid them. We have to go out of our way to bless them and do good to them. We have to love them. We have to want what is for their good. That's what love is, willing the good of another. Loving our enemies does not mean that we like what they do. Of course not, right? We do not like what they do. In fact, we hate evil and we hate what they do. But loving our enemies, that we only want what is good for them. King Saul was on the warpath to destroy and kill King David. But when, in an act of divine providence, David comes upon King Saul sleeping, what does David do? David could have easily killed Saul, but he did good to him, not evil. David let Saul live. He loved his arch enemy. I don't know about you, but in my life as a Christian, today's gospel is the most difficult gospel in all the four gospels to live. I'm still a novice, a postulate at trying to live this gospel, right? I'm grateful that the Lord has given me many opportunities to practice this gospel in almost 28 years of priesthood. And it's not easy, right? All the many times people have hated me because I preached about protecting the life of every beautiful baby in the womb of his mother, or about defending the dignity of marriage between only one man and one woman, or preaching what our Lord reveals, that there is no salvation apart from his bride, the Roman Catholic Church, or offering the divine liturgy as the church offers it. There have been not a few letters to the bishop over these 28 years. But I know the Lord will reward each man for his justice and faithfulness. For my part, I just want to avoid these people. But this is not the way of the Christian. I try to pray for them. I try to love them and will their good. I try to ask the Lord to bless them in a superabundant way. I try to go out of my way to do something good for them. To say something good for them. This isn't easy. This is the most challenging gospel in all of the four gospels. We cannot do this without supernatural help. In other words, we can't do this without God's grace. It's impossible to live this gospel without God's grace. So here we are, poor sinners, coming to Mass Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, praying for his grace so that we can love our enemies and do good to those who hate us and bless those who curse us and pray for those who mistreat us. We pray for the grace to bear the image of the new Adam, Jesus Christ. Can anyone live this gospel perfectly? Thanks be to God that Jesus lived this gospel perfectly. Today's passage is not simply a moral instruction for us on how we are to live. Today's powerful passage is first and foremost autobiographical. Today's passage reveals something about who Jesus is. On the cross, Jesus loved his enemies, and he blessed those who cursed him, and he prayed for those who mistreated him. The first words he spoke on the cross were what? Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. When Jesus was on trial before the Sanhedrin, our Lord offered no resistance. When they slapped him literally on one cheek, he literally offered the other one as well. And when they stripped him of his garments in the 10th station, he said, here is my tunic as well. And they threw dice for it. Today's gospel is first and foremost autobiographical. Jesus is describing for us who he is and how he acts. And he promises, and he never breaks a promise. He promises to give each one of us the grace to do the same. So, to you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who mistreat you. For then, your reward will be great, and you will shine like the children of the Most High. Amen.